Yes, Wednesday, Mirza Hashem, I've invited in honor of our Siyum of Hilchis Kiyah Shema on the one hand, and our Psicha of Hilchis Shemona Esseh on the other hand. I thought we might as well get somebody Geschmack to give us some words. So we have asked my friend David Tugendhaft to come and speak for the Wednesday Shir, Mirza Hashem. So I hope everybody will be able to make it. He asked me how many people normally attend the shiur. I said about 50. So we have to ensure that we've got the... he gives a dirshus shiur in Hendon. I think he started a little bit before us. And he's one of the flagship shiurim in the UK. So he's very much... He's actually 2 days behind, he tells me. We'll know he's the... He's a very close Talmud of Dan Lopian, a mamash, a very, very close Talmud. I think he's probably, maybe nowadays one of the, I think he's the closest, maybe, if not the closest, one of the very closest Talmud of Dan Lopian. He's got all the Messiahs. And he is the Rav Nishmas Yisrael in Hendon. He's a very dynamic speaker, really outstanding. He's the Rav of Seed, Magid Shir in Hasmo. Okay. So let us carry on a little bit from what we're up to in Hilchis Kriyas Shema, very, very much toward the end. We're on page 232, and we are in Siman Pei Hei, Seif Beis. We spoke about the halacha that it's also to be mehare be divrei Torah in a Beis HaKisei, and mevuos hametunofos, and we are up to the last line, which says the following. What it means is that if you are in a situation in which you can be mafresh somebody, you can distance somebody from dova also, from doing an avera, mafresh, you're allowed to be mafresh somebody from dova also, even if it's peloshna kodesh, afilo peloshna kodesh, uvinyone kodesh in kodesh matters. In other words, what this is referring to is that if you are in a situation that you see somebody doing something also, in the Beis HaMechatz. He's doing something which is also. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here, you're allowed to be mafrish somebody. You're allowed to tell him, excuse me, we learned in Shulchan Aruch, now you're not allowed to do that. Dir Shushir taught us that you're not allowed to do this. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be mafrish somebody from Dova also, even if you are saying this, Eloshna Kodesh, and even if it's a Kodesh matter. Now this obviously is quite a big Kiddush. What is the chiddush in this, Rabbi Yisai? Right. Or we learned explicitly, hero, and certainly speaking in the Beis HaMechatz, speaking Torah matters in the Beis HaMechatz is also. So how come you're allowed to, you're allowed to say halachas? And the Ramah continues, v'makim shemot lehar b'divrei Torah, in places where you're allowed to think of divrei Torah, hero is mutter, You're allowed to paskan a din, providing as long as you don't say the reason for it. So it is quite a chiddush indeed. Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Yud Gimel says, if somebody has a bad thought in his heart, in the Beis HaKisei, in a base, he's got a hero avera thought in his mind. You then be allowed to think Torah matters, to push that thought away. Because it's no different than to tell somebody a halacha matter. So it's to refrain another person or yourself from doing an avera. You're allowed to say Torah, which is a big chiddush. And the reason is that Torah matzeles mi'urim roim. Torah is matzel. Torah saves somebody from mi'urim roim, from bad thought. So there is definitely a chiddush in this, but that's the halacha. Now the next Mishnah Berurah is actually fascinating. Seif Katan Yud Dalet tells us the following: Uvein yonei kodesh, dehainu loy maloy, hafilu penoshna hirosh also laskin. So if you're in a Beis HaMechatz and you want to tell somebody, excuse me, you're not allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that in beloshen hirosh. In a hoirah way, in a paskening way, you're allowed to say, don't do that. He's going to give an example in a second. And you don't have to say, al tase kach, ploshen hoirah. Now, there's always two ways of saying it. That's true in Rosh Hashanah and in English as well. So, the example is, He's going to set example in a minute. And some machmir they say. The also loyma b'loshne ro. You're not allowed to say it in a hero way, in an instruction way. Tizu toira, because that's toira. Kugoyin, such as, the example is as follows. Im roye v'erev Pesach shemegal chenach chatzos. We know, the halacha is, on erev Pesach after chatzos, you're not allowed to shave. Do you remember this halacha? On erev Pesach after chatzos, you're not allowed to shave. Megal chen. Do you remember that? So, now what happens if you see somebody who's having a haircut, or he's having a shave on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And it's in Beis HaMechatz, it's taking place in the Beis HaMechatz. What are you allowed to do? So he says, so the ideal way would be to say, Ein Megalchen. How do you translate that in English? No.
We do not.
Well, or one doesn't. Yeah, let's go for one doesn't. Ein Megalchen, one doesn't shave. One doesn't shave, one doesn't have a haircut. That, you're for sure allowed to do. That doesn't imply any Torah, it doesn't imply any halacha. It's very diplomatically correct. It's actually, the British would like to do that, no? It's a very British way of saying it. One doesn't shave. It's like very politically correct. As opposed to saying, also legaleach, you're not allowed to shave. Yeah, nowadays you have to be careful. So he says, so also legaleach is really a Torah. It's Shulchan Aruch, it's Mishmur, also legalech. It's forbidden to shave. So, you're certainly allowed to say, that's really interesting, you're certainly allowed to say in the Beis HaMechatz, Rabbi said, this implies many halachas. You're certainly allowed to say, one doesn't shave, one doesn't have a haircut. That you're allowed to say in a bathroom. You're allowed to say that. The question is, are you allowed to say, also legalech? You're not allowed to shave. So that's much more Torah. That's an instruction. That's a Shulchan Aruch. That's a Mishnah Berurah. You're not allowed to. So he says as follows. Everybody agrees. You're lechatchila meant to say ein megalchin. The loshen ze ein loshen hira. That's not an instruction. That's not Shulchan Aruch. Afal gav di mel nishma also. Although it's implied that it's also that for sure. That's it. Aval lo yoyma also legalach. But don't say also legalach. So Mishnah Berurah paskens as follows. Venira it seems. Li. Deim ein dvarim nishmoim bekitza, if it's not understood in an indirect way, you can for sure say it in a direct way, also legalech. Not only that. Yucha leharich lifneim god la'isa b'chol chalokov kede lafrishon. You're even allowed to say, Shulchan Aruch says, also legalech, and it's mamash also, you're gonna burn in Gehenna for doing that. And you're going to get a huge punishment. You're allowed to say all that if necessary. So again, ideally you should say one doesn't shave. If you didn't get the message, then if one doesn't get the message, then you're allowed to say also legalach. You're not allowed to be megalach. And if that still doesn't help, you're allowed to say also legalach. And if you are megalach, then you should be really thrown down the cliff. And you can keep going. So we're learning over here that lechatchila say it in an implied way. If that doesn't work, you say it in a direct way. And if that's not enough, you can say all the various halachas that is necessary as well to say. The Mogen Avraham says in the name of the Rana. Afilu b'lo yafush meisur eshor eloim al chaver ase likach v'kach. Afilu mimeila avayro. Shebezeh moir eloi shu mutal asus ken kemen she'enu emrim b'lo shneiro. It says the ideal way Mogen Avraham also says that it is always better to say it in an implied way. But if necessary, you can say it in a direct way. Rabbi said this reminds me of something that I remember once that I was by my shev for Shabbos. It must be quite a while ago. I don't know exactly what the shaila was, something about a light, to switch off the light or something out of the light, or there was an electricity shaila, and we're passing that it's a shvus to shvus, you're allowed to ask a goy to do it. Don't exactly remember the details, but I remember that was permitted to ask a goy to do the job for you. So in Stamford Hill, I don't want to be diplomatically incorrect, but there's a different types of goyim there, or not necessarily on the same... So we finally found a guy on the street who was willing to come into the house, and that's only after we showed him the bottle of whiskey, and so eventually he came in and we showed him, we told him that, you know, actually we told him that, you know, the light is disturbing, or I don't know exactly what it was, And then he just didn't get it. He said, the light is disturbing. And then he looks at us, okay, so why don't you switch it off? And he said, no, the light is disturbing. We've got little kids here and they can't sleep and it's a Sabbath today. And he was like listening carefully, but he just didn't get it. And we kept on and on and on and on. And then eventually he said, oh, okay, fine. And then, so again, he switches the light off then, and then we say, oh, thank you, that's really, do you want a bit of whiskey? And he said, yeah, definitely. And then he takes the whiskey, has the whiskey, and then he said, oh, that's really good. And he had a bit more. And then he says, okay, fine. So it's time to go now. So he gets up, and he goes to the room and switches the light back on, and he walks out. So that's sometimes implied heroi, sometimes a little bit difficult. Yeah. Okay, so that's Simon Pei Hei. And that leads us to Simon Pei Vav. Shetoich lehachik mimayim sruchim. When it's distance oneself from mayim sruchim, from smelling water. Mayim sruchim, smelling water, water that has odor, any liquids which has odor. Oy mei mishe, or flax, water that had flax soaked in it, which has really, really strong, shoshoyim boim pishton, oy kanbus, any materials were soaked to clean it. That's a fascinating halacha, that water that was used for cleansing process of various materials, and that water remains there, you have to distance yourself from that water, like from tzoya. Rabbi Sai, what is the thought that pops in your mind as we learn this halacha? Very interesting, that's right. So basically you're referring back. We learned earlier that which one is the odor that Chazal is mechayev us to distance ourselves. And we spoke about many examples. You have a very strong smell of oils, or what else smells really strong? Of fuels, of oils. Do you have to distance yourself from that? Yes or no? And we learned, the Chayodim says that, what's the halacha? That you don't, that's right, you don't have to distance yourself unless it's something which is decomposing. So if you've got really strong smells, which is not something decomposing, a chemical substance, which is not decomposing, which is really strong chemical substance, you don't have to distance yourself. Yeah, if you go past the factory, which is producing plastic, burning plastic, Rabbi Isai, Shaila that was asked, burning plastic, smells very, very strong. Did you ever smell burning plastic? Burning plastic, Rabbi Isai? Smells very strong. Do you have to distance yourself from it?
Yes.
You do? Why is that?
It's unpleasant smell.
Unpleasant smell. The poskim say, based on this chaotim that you're mentioning, you don't have to distance yourself. It's not decomposing. It's not decomposing. It's just a strong smell. But it's not a decomposing item. So you don't have to distance yourself from it. So based on this Mishnah Berurah, the question, of course, is, why over here? Why over here? Do you have to distance yourself from water that flax soaked in it? It's a very good kasha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot na'alef. Sifkot na'alef. Maim suchin. Al kain, therefore, mikvois shememen suchin bimoise kaitz. Mikvois which smell in the summer days. Loi mi boyed also the vorich besoichon. Not only not to make a broche in them. Hafilu achokek tzoya beinon. You also need to distance yourself like tzoya. You need that strong smell. You have to distance yourself. Vedavke masrichon, and only if it smells. Ad shedech ne odom leitztaim oisri reach ro. This is only, as we learned previously, if it's defined as something which disturbs the majority of people. If most people don't find it particularly uncomfortable, most people don't care too much, you don't have to distance yourself. Gino shemamshichin lo maim suchin v'roim v'yismuch lo beis haknesses. If there is a, what's that called? If there is a water flow coming, what's that? There's a name for it. Water, bad water that goes sewage, but if it's like open, well, that was quite common in previous years. I think the name for it, if the water goes past gully, is that what it's called? Yeah, okay, bad water between houses is like a water goes past. And you often see that in farms where they push the mud and the manure or whatever, they push it into there's like machinery that pushes it into like there's a name for it, and that like goes out all the way, and like, do you know what I mean? Okay, so it's okay. That's just where the water gets flushed away. So that is gina shemamshich la mayim suchin. If there is a kind of flow of water, which is dirty water, veismuch la besakneses, it's close to besakneses. Afim kodma, even if that was prior, even if the shul was prior to that, balgina tzorich lahachik. The balgina needs to distance tavi milzah di sura. This is, by the way, something which is relevant to some shuls. If you have got shuls which are built, and there is near the shuls, there is strong odors, you can potentially have a problem. I've never been to Elstree Shul, Rabbi Yossi. Have you ever done in Elstree? Elstree Beis HaMedrash? Yeah? So I don't know, pardon?
Stiebel,
that's right. Elstree Stiebel. I've never done there, and I'm sure it's fine. But it's just something which stoke to my mind when you think about not Beis HaMedrash. There's a Beis HaMedrash right next to the horses, right? It's mamash right to the horses. So I'm sure this has been checked and approved by Poiskim and Rabbonim. But something which has to be kept in mind, if the windows are open there, which I don't know if they can or cannot be open, I've never actually been there when I was davening. I wonder, has anybody been there?
Yeah? Yeah? It's okay.
It's okay. So something has to keep kept in mind. It's just something that has to be kept in mind. So, okay. Oy me misho shemasrichin vekolchkin misho shekoyfsin shemechapsin boem kibik dektanim shesh boem tzoya. If there's a washing of dirty clothes of children, they also sometimes smell. One has to keep that in mind as well. So if Cotton Gimel is now going to address Reb Gideon's point. This Issa is like Tzoya. His mamash the rice like Tzoya. Kosveli Rabu Primagodim. The Rabbi says name of Primagodim. Pemaratufois Ayayin. Actually, it doesn't address it directly, but I think that the point is implied from here. The places where there is fermentation of wine, what are they called? Wineries? Is that what it's called? Wineries? What is that called? Fermentation of wine. Distilleries? Distilleries? Okay, is that where they do the wine, where the grapes become fermentation of, and then it becomes wine? Okay, that has a very strong smell. Have you ever been in such a place? Where the wine... So there's a very strong smell. Bibungodim says, fermentation of the wine, which is very strong odor. Vekotzbar, and a person are disgusted by it. Anything similar to that. So what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning, and this is what the Gideon pointed out, that anything which is a fermentation process, it's not only decomposing, anything which goes through a process of something changing and going through fermentation, and that seems to be also an Issa Tzoya. And it seems to be the same Issa. If something has a strong smell, because chemically it's changing and it's decomposing and fermentation. Do you know what I mean? A bit what I'm saying, that it's changing its substance. That will also be included if it smells madly in the Issa Tzoya. And that's why in the wine is going to be an Issa Tzoya. And that is why, without a doubt, the Mishnah is also Issa Tzoya. Does that make sense? I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah means over here. It's not black and white, but I think that's what it means. Are you okay with that, Reb Gideon?
Chemical reaction.
Yeah, we could do it with Mr. Vigoda today, yeah. Yeah. Yes. What do you? Pardon? Then it's fine. Now it says in the Mishnah Berurah the following. It's very rare that the Mishnah Berurah just asks the kasha on a Rambam. It's very rare, but that's what we're finding here tonight. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says it brings a Rambam in Perek Tes L'Chas Tefila, that it appears that if you're near a wine place that is being processed, then fermentation, it sounds like it's motto to daven there, it's not a problem. And it's just something which the Gdele Chachomim were makpidon. So that sounds that it's not Mekar Adin, it's just a Chumra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and John Bele Pelesh Le'urubazen, sounds like it's very Shven, nobody asks on it. So you ask a Kash on a Rambam, Mishnah Berurah just asking Kash on a Rambam, it's very rare. So I don't remember many places, Mishnah Berurah just asks a Kash on a Rambam. Rambam says that if you're near such a place, the Gdele Chachomim, the Tzaddikim, were careful not to daven there, although there's a strong smell. Sounds like for normal people, it's okay. And he says, how can that be? It's not okay for anybody. It should be also Mekar Adin. And it's a kasha on the Rambam. Velepele, it's a mystery that Achronim don't ask a kasha on the Rambam. That's Mishnah. Mishnah asks a kasha on the Rambam. Very interesting. Don't see that very often. Okay. Let us start Simon Pezayin. Kamotzok l'achi b'eshaz ki hashma min graf shel rei. Okay, we're going to be talking now about graf shel rei, which is places where are specifically designed for tzoya and meriglayim. Graf shel rei v'avit shel meriglayim, which is a bed pan and items which are specifically designed for tzoy and meriglayim. Now it says, if it's a cheres or shel eitz, if it's made out of cheres, china, if it's china, or shel eitz made out of wood, tzor la'achik mehem k'moy mitzoya, you need to distance yourself as if it's tzoya, afil heitel me'mayim, even if it's washed off. Even if it's washed off, heitel me'mayim, even if it was washed off. You have to distance yourself. Rabbi said, why is that? Why is that if it's completely clean? You know what, for that matter, even if it's bleached, you have to distance yourself from a bed pan. Why is that? If it's made out of cheres and eitz. Why is that? Pardon? Because it's designated. Good, but we're going to see that if it's made out of matches, if it's made out of metal or glass, then it's not so, then it's more lenient. Very good. So it's very interesting. That's absolutely correct. The answer is because if it's made out of cheres, china, or if it's made out of wood, there is a certain, it does absorb to some extent. So even if you're trying to bleach it, you're trying to clean it, you're scrubbing it clean, some of it remains, and therefore it's going to be also, even if it looks completely clean, some of it remains. Therefore, if you've got any item which is designated for tzemer gland, which is made out of eitz, wood, or cheres, china, whatever, however clean it is, it's boiler, and therefore it cannot be used, you cannot daven from it in distance of, you cannot daven near it. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach Shemoy, we learned, first of all, that a person has to be mafrish himself, in order to be mafrish a person from an Issa, if you want to tell somebody not to do an Issa, even B'loshon HaKodesh, you'll have to do so in a Be'ez HaKisei. We learned, you'll have to tell him the halacha, ideally you should say it in an implied way, don't shave, don't do this, ideally you should say, we don't shave, can you give another example? That's right, no tefillin, yeah. So that's that. If that doesn't work, then you have to say explicitly, you're not allowed to. If that still doesn't help, you'll have to say, if you do, then shtet mishnebu, it's a terrible punishment, and you're not allowed to, and it's an avera, and I'll get the rov to speak to you, and I'll. We learned afterwards also that ma'am suchin, even if it's any water has a particularly bad smell, you have to distance yourself like from tzoya. And this is flax, which is soaked in water, as well as any other fermentation process is included in that. The Mishnah Berurah here asked very interestingly, kasha on a Rambam. Rambam says that gdolei chomim were makbit. Mishnah Berurah says, why only gdolei chomim? This should apply to anybody. And he leaves it with the tzorich in. And then we learned simon peizayin, which teaches us a gav shel rei l'avit shel meraglayim, which is designated for tzoyan meriglaim, if it is made out of eitz, wood, or cheres, china, distance yourself even if it's particularly clean. Okay? Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.